The power that you want is to be able to step back 12 hours later, maybe a day later, maybe a week later, to step back and go, why am I feeling that? Is it really that important? That half step or full step back is everything. Okay, it doesn't mean you're tamping down the emotion. It's just a question that goes on in your brain. It goes, why am I so angry? What is the source of this? How do you restrain from responding with your emotions when things happen? There's no simple answer. If I had a simple answer, I have as much money as Elon Musk right now, because it's, you know, that's obviously the billion-dollar question here. But I have some ideas, and the main thing is that emotions are not wrong. Emotions are not bad. You cannot think, you cannot survive, you cannot move, you cannot exist. You cannot be happy without these emotions. And human emotions are very complex, and they're a wondrous thing. It's what makes us human. So if I'm writing about the sublime, it's a very complicated emotion that I don't believe other animals have. Although, strangely enough, in the chapter I wrote about animals, I include an anecdote of chimpanzees enjoying a sunset that somebody noticed, and they were like awestruck by a sunset. So I can't go too far with that, but generally it's an emotion we humans have, and so these emotions are beautiful things. And even the greatest scientists, you take an Einstein, he's not going to make his discovery of the two theories of relativity without incredible emotions motivating him. If you don't have a feeling of excitement, enthusiasm, curiosity, wonder, you won't think, you won't be able to imagine something different from what is actually out there. So your emotions are not your enemy, okay? What is the enemy is the fact that you are constantly reacting, that you have no control over them, which is the gist of your question. And if you're constantly reacting to circumstances, you have no freedom. You can't think independently. You're like an animal reacting to everything in front of you, right? And your circumstances become who you are. What the process evolved is the following. You don't ever try to repress your emotions, because there's no point in that, okay? And in fact, it's not even possible. But what you do is, in the moment after you feel something, let's say you feel anger. Now, I choose anger because I'm somebody that feels anger quite a bit. I have a lot of repressed anger, and it went into books like The 48 Laws of Power. So anger is like my best example. Something pisses you off, you feel angry, you know that feeling, and it clouds your mind. It makes you obsess over it. You think over and over and over again about this person or what they said or what they did, okay? You can't repress that. You have to live in that moment. But the thing that you want, the power that you want, is to be able to step back 12 hours later, maybe a day later, maybe a week later, to step back and go, why am I feeling that? Is it really that important? Now, that half step or full step back is everything. Okay, it doesn't mean you're tamping down the emotion. It's just a question that goes on in your brain. It goes, why am I so angry? What is the source of this? Okay. And as you ponder that question, things will start happening. You'll go, you know what? It really isn't that important that this happened or that I'm getting angry. It's not that big of an event in the long scheme of things in the course of my life. You know, am I going to feel this anger a year from now? No, I'm not. Okay. You go through a process that is triggered by taking a step back and analyzing your emotions. Now, you don't want to do this about every emotion. If you're feeling happy and fulfilled and something is exciting you, I'm not telling you to step back and analyze that. You know, you could, and you could see, why am I being happy? Maybe it'll give you some thinking about what you need, but you don't have to. You don't have to do that for every emotion, but there are emotions that are negative, that are holding you back, that are making you miserable, okay? Anger, impatience, rage, envy, insecurity, you know, on and on down the line. These are not functional, productive emotions. They are limiting what you can accomplish in this world. They're damaging you, and they're making you feel unfree, like you have no control over yourself. All I'm asking for you is, if something annoys you and you get angry or impatient, if you can't, at that very moment, you can step back, but you don't have to. You can let the emotion wash through you, but you develop in your brain this thing of, at some point, I'm going to look back on it and I'm going to analyze what happened, all right? If you do that once, It's set in your system, how the brain works. The next time it'll happen, you'll do it again. If you can do it 3 or 4 times in a row, it becomes a pattern, it becomes a habit. And soon it'll be a kind of an instant reaction. But you have to do it for the first time and you have to feel what it's like and the power behind it. That's how I would slowly learn how to get some control over my emotions.